Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
This is a public service announcement. CLS airstrikes are now making ground 120 miles from Milan and are expected to reach the city limits by early next week. Imminent attempts at a ground invasion are anticipated and will be repelled by any means necessary. Large stretches of the Northern Highway remain off-limit to motorists for the foreseeable future. Please memorize the location of your nearest air raid shelter and continue listening to public broadcasts in the case of any sudden changes to the quarantine zones. Above all, remain calm and pray for changing winds. The peninsula will prevail.
Count the floors, count the windows. 14, 15, 16 up, 4 across. That's our apartment. Hell of a view from the top. I used to lean over the rail up there, dangle my head over the side, just yell back into the raging wind, and I thought I was the luckiest kid in the entire city because I could see everything. Whatever the priest tried to tell me, whatever the holy book said, that was rapture. We didn't have a radio. I didn't own a second pair of trainers, but rapture was already within my grasp.
Lights on.
Yeah. Mom's still alive. I sent someone to go see her a few months back, post as a census taker. She got wind of my trouble in the Linger Straits, and she'd worked it out so that I was a war hero. Spy behind enemy lines. She didn't know where I was, she said, but she knew I was doing important work. My picture was on every wall. She'd even found some medals and convinced herself they were for me. Relief to find out she'd managed to make sense of me, if I'm honest with you.
You want to go up and see her?
Nah. Let her have the lie of me. Not like she has a whole lot else.
You're wiser than most, Hayward. All right. Let's go see Shrew.
So, listen. I've been thinking about everything you've been saying recently. About how Glottage feels like it's under siege right now. About the oppressiveness of the atmosphere here, the constant bad news about the war, and all this pressure around sacrifices. We need a break from it all. So, I want to take you away for the weekend. Just you and me. And you know how you've always told me about the Northwestern Territory where you grew up. All those beautiful, deep birch woods. I want to see them. They sound like a dream. So, I was thinking, Verity, I book us a bed and breakfast. And then maybe you can take me hiking in the woods. And we can forget all of our troubles.
Babe, I'm touched. I can't believe you came up with that idea all by yourself. Well, maybe next weekend we can head out and...
Not even midday. Want to do some sightseeing?
Had my fill of this fucking city.
Fuck!
Verity, is everything okay?
Just gotta powder my nose real quick.
Yeah, of course.
Back in a sec.
Hurry back.
Mind if we take one of these chairs, pal?
Sure, go ahead.
So, according to my contact, Adjudicator Shrew comes in here most nights. Before the war, they'd have a security detail with them everywhere they went. A driver, a couple of aides. Shrew's detail was never replaced, so they come in here alone after work, and they stay here until closing time.
Every night?
I thought about that, but then, who are we to judge? I just don't think we'd gel with a well-adjusted defector. There'd be nothing to talk about.
When they do arrive, how do you want to play it?
Well, that's your area of expertise more than mine. We were never terribly subtle diplomats in the force. Half the time, you just bang on the door, yell police, and post someone at the back in case they tried to sneak a giant slobbering saint out into the alleyway.
We had a lot of secrecy. Codes, passphrases, secret identities. My old handler, he'd insist on it. Always better to have a phone call than a meeting. Always elude. Never state out loud.
We saw that a lot with the illegal face. And you know, the funny thing was, we were hardly ever listening in. We didn't have the manpower. We didn't have the budgets. They made us pray to the cloak for sacred visions of an incriminating conversation. You people were always running from your own shadows.
Yeah. He knew. He liked to say that incompetence in our enemies was no excuse for ill discipline in ourselves. If we handled ourselves carefully, we'd be prepared for the day when we were up against something that wasn't quite as careless as the Greater Glottage Municipal Police Force. If you asked him what we should be doing now, he'd say, scribble a note on a bar napkin, slip it into Shrew's bag, give them an address somewhere public, watch them from nearby to make sure they're not being followed, call them at a nearby phone booth, give them another address, tell them that's the meeting point, wait and see if they call the cops down upon us. If they're sound, redirect them to the real meeting point. Again, somewhere public. One of us talks, the other one keeps watch from a hidden vantage point in case the law shows up.
Think we've got 6 months to spare?
I didn't say I agreed with him.
Did you trust him, your old handler?
He was the least trustworthy man I ever met.
Do you trust me?
Yeah.
Didn't even sass me when you answered. Not sure I know what to do with that.
When I woke up after Marcel's crossing, surprised to find I wasn't dead. When you took me in. Those are the moments that linger on in my heart and head. And they come with their own kind of torment because they make me think, in spite of everything, no matter how bad it all gets, that it still might be worth putting your trust in other people.
Yeah. That's how we get you. My point was this. Shrew's been speaking out against the government. Just like your Katabasi, and they'll be on edge. Even if they're not being watched right now, they'll think they're being watched. They get a mysterious napkin note, an anonymous phone call. Aren't they just gonna assume it's a trap?
Fair point. But then again, we go in directly, they call the cops on us, our faces are splashed all over glottage, we both end up arrested, jailed, and stuffed into one of those last missiles that gets fired over the channel before the war ends. That's not exactly what I'd call a successful mission.
Excuse me, you mind just watching my bag for a second? My girlfriend's in the bathroom, and I just want to check she's doing okay.
Sure, pal, sure. Someone's done a runner.
Excuse us. Excuse us. Bottle of schnapps, please, barkeep. Two glasses. Cheers. Well, what are you going to do now, Cross?
Drink myself silly tonight. Sleep myself sober. Day after that, I shall put a smile on my face and a colourful new necktie and pretend I found the entire thing extremely amusing.
You think I should apologize to Carson?
No. No point. You won't be forgiven for it.
So what do I do?
The necktie's a good camouflage, you know. Bit silly. This one has bears on it. Good thing to be a bit silly. Little bit pompous. A little pathetic. Best kind of camouflage. Showing that you've no spine at all. I've had 3 divorces, which is extremely pathetic. Find your own camouflage, Shrew. Find a way to live with Carson's plans. Doesn't matter how cockamamie or corrupt they are. When it's announced, tell the press what a splendid idea his new tea god is. How it's the perfect marriage of pragmatism and idealism. Get back on the radio and brag about how the issue of sustainable sacrifice has now been solved for the first time in generations. Become a vessel and a voice for him. Show him he's won. Give him a reason to keep you alive.
I can't go on living amongst these people, Cross. I can't keep up the facade anymore. I can't keep handing myself over to them. I can't go on smiling as they tear it all to pieces just to keep themselves in place. I feel like my own face is going to revolt against me if I even try.
I agree with you. I shall start drinking a little more on weekday mornings going forward. Help to keep the smile on my face. This dilemma of ours is nothing new. Might be the oldest intellectual problem of all. Reason bows to power, or else reason ceases to be. Power corrupts reason and itself. reason becomes newly dedicated to coming up with some damn good reasons why power deserves to carry on standing. Reason ceases to be. Power ceases to be. Both come along again. In time. You know, before the unification, every other year you'd have some crackpot local monarch, or before that some tribal leader or lunatic high priest, proposing that we could solve all of society's ills if we only gave up our firstborn children in their hundreds to some monstrous new hill god or river deity they'd just come up with. And the advisors, the bishops, the sensible people, they just have to nod and smile. Just as you and I have to nod and smile and go along with it. Give up their own children, probably. Things are much better than that now, I suppose.
A few more layers of comfort. Just enough to keep the cruelty and the stupidity largely out of eyeline.
Well, the comfort's not nothing. I quite like the comfort. Bright side of things. 4 weeks' time. Maybe three. The Lingers will probably be marching through the streets of Glottage to claim the palace. If you survive that long, rank insubordination against the HA's office might actually be an asset.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Gods, I don't even know what I'm so worried about, Cross. I'd completely forgotten. We're just about to lose the war.
So, apologies from Adjudicator Shrew and Adjudicator Cross, both of whom are off sick today. And, I usually do my best to put a happy little spin on things here at SenSec, but I know that we're all feeling a little worried, and some of the agenda items in this morning might... they might... Item one, we've been talking to the board of the Church Electric about renewing our contracts with them, maybe even establishing a second dam on the White Gull to help us with the national energy shortage. They have now confirmed with us that due to the current political instability and the continued impact of the war across the peninsula, they're going to wait it out and see. So, we're on notice. They have, as I understand it, already been moving forward with renewal negotiations in Nesh. Item 2, Private Lilibet, our newest god of war. So, we've heard some troubling reports that he might not have been a war hero so much as a war criminal, and his rotting carcass has begun to call for children to be tossed from helicopters as offerings to his eternal glory, which... Oh. Fantastic, Hawthorne. Absolutely great work. Take the afternoon off. But bring the radio in first, please. folks, I know some of us have had questions about Val in the past few meetings. Can she be relied upon? Do we have her firmly under control? Well, I don't know if we can control anything in this life, but I do know this. She gets results. She's been getting results single-handedly. She's been putting our military to shame. All of us can see that, all of us appreciate that, and anything else that we don't appreciate quite so much, I think we need to accept as the foibles and peccadillos of a genuine talent. She's earned a little license from all of us, is what I'm saying. Thank you. Pop it. Yeah. This very institution was founded on the ideal that an extraordinarily useful power... deserves a little extra leeway, after all. Let's hear from her now. Val, this is Press Secretary Carson speaking on behalf of the High Adjudicator. How's progress? Val? Oh, I've got Sensec in the room with me. They'd really appreciate an update on the state of the war. If you wouldn't mind.
Hello, Press Secretary Carson.
Oh, beautiful soul, yes. We were all really hoping to hear that you were making progress towards Nash to topple the seat of government, like we agreed.
Established gods have the privilege of making themselves invisible, at forcing us to guess at their intent in the flight of birds. Or the rapture of saints.
Uh-huh. And your progress towards Nash, that's what we're really after here, Val.
As a god in waiting, I have no such privilege. And so I must announce myself with brio.
I don't know what that means.
Bear witness to my ascension and my victory.
Val? You're a lot of worried faces in the room, Val. Yeah, okay, we're going to need to kill her. Hawthorne? Yeah, could you see if we have any god hunters on contract? Good ones, please. Thank you. And, see if you can find her mother.
Damn it, what a disenchanting stroll through the piss-filled shallows of the gene pool. Every one of their gurning faces a witness statement to the fact that I have failed in my life's work as a drill sergeant. I asked for an army. They gave me roadkill. Listen up, privates. You are being shipped out across the channel. You are taking the fight to the pennies. You are going to be heroes. And whether you're raising the CLS banner high in glottage this time next week, or you bleed out 2 miles from the border, the first and last thoughts on your part-time minds will be, did I make Drill Sergeant Logan Christopher Smith proud of me? Because I know and believe that if I embarrass Drill Sergeant Logan Christopher Smith in any way during the final days of this war, Drill Sergeant Logan Christopher Smith will find my grave in Nesh, dig up my carcass, and skull fuck me dry with my own shin bone. Do you and I have an understanding?
Sir, yes, sir!
All right. This is roll call. Because these are the silt verses, damn it. And I name each of you sorry limp peckers thus. Reese Lawton.
Sir, yes, sir.
Marta De Silva.
Sir, yes, sir.
Sarah Griffin.
Yes, sir.
Felix Trench.
Sir, yes, sir.
Maeve DeBrune.
Sir, yes, sir.
Jimmy Yamaguchi.
Sir, yes, sir.
Daisy Billenkin.
Yes, sir.
Nathan Lunsford. William A. Wilson.
Well, doubters forever come to nothing, as my dear old dad used to say. And so here I am, Chuck Harm, black helmet in hand, accompanied by my loyal camera saint, Derek, and we're bringing you news, not from my usual studio, but live from Camp Malretour, 30 miles outside of Nesh, where our brave boys and girls have been preparing for what is rumored to be the first major ground offensive by the CLS against the peninsula since the war began. The question on everyone's lips, could this be the final push that brings the pennies to their knees? The exact timings and details of our troop movements are, of course, strictly classified, and with good reason. The entire nation continues to mourn my co-anchor, Charlotte Kate Daly, who brought glory to Channel 12 by delivering a first-hand look at one of our rocket batteries last month, and was immolated shortly afterwards. As always, vigilance is our watchword. But our god must feed, just like anybody else's, and dead airtime, we know, is a blasphemy to its eternal splendor. So, let's see if we can't give you an inside scoop. We've got a radio operator over here.
Just hold on one second. This can't be right, because your story, it keeps on changing. I got two perimeter breach warnings from the Iron Cormorants in the Eastern Woods, and then you told me you had a visual on an intruder inside the compound fence. And now you're saying you didn't see anybody. That's really what you're trying to tell me here. You did! You did tell me that not 5 minutes ago. You told me that. I heard a gunshot.
Private, this is Chuck Harm, and you've got the heart and whole of the Lingers cheering you on right now. The peninsula's been battered, it's been bruised, its savage attacks upon our shores have been beaten back time and again. How long until you'll be sipping psychotropic tea and eating finger buns in the cafes of Glottage?
Could you fuck off out of my face, please?
All right. There's a lot of seriousness here at the camp. A lot of intense focus, heads bent towards their task. And of course, we'll try our hardest not to interfere with any of that. Our soldiers can be rough, but they're certainly ready. News from headquarters about the big push across the channel, soldier? Or are you just chattering to your sweetheart back home? Private? What are you listening to?
She says there was a great battle here today. She says we lost.
What?
But I was never at the battle, she says. I never made it that far. I died before the fighting started. She says it'd make no sense otherwise. How could I survive to be a grown man with such a colossal tumor growing inside my skull, as big as a grapefruit, as large as a sea boy, bigger than me? How could I possibly survive that?
Well, you couldn't.
Exactly.
Derek? Did you get that? Channel 12 apologizes for any any explicit content that might have fallen through our sensors. Let's just step around the gunk. Of course. We certainly shouldn't panic. No Peninsulan force or known agent has made it across the channel thus far in this conflict. It seems more than possible that this is a training exercise, some engineered crisis to keep our courageous corps on their toes. Let's... Excuse me! There's a god loose out here! I think there's a god loose out here! Derek, keep rolling. For God's sake, keep rolling. Chuck Harm, here in the heat of battle, as our forward camp finds itself apparently under assault. Let's try and get to cover. Maybe... The low-income housing estate may terror and revulsion flee from my face, though I may... Fuck, what's the next line? Derek, you all right?
Soldiers of the CLS. In the years to come, they refer to this as the Massacre of Mar Ratul. Not one of you survived it. Future historians could only speculate in vain as to why your generals made the crucial error of pointing your rockets directly upwards, aiming them so that they could only briefly soar into the air before immediately descending once again onto your camp.
No. Oh no. Oh no.
But they made that error in defiance of reason, and all of you suffered for it. Because all at once, your rockets fired, raining experimental saints down onto your own heads, wiping you out in your thousands. Saints of fire and mud, saints of sky and earth and rain, Every one of them hungry. Every one of them grasping for spirit and flesh.
They'd given you to protect against hostile prayers? Well, they did nothing at all. Your rifles were nothing but wooden props. Your comrades were dummies stuffed full of straw. How could you possibly doubt me? You've always known, in your heart of hearts, they never truly cared about you. They were always willing to let you die.
Well, that's... that's it. Isn't it? Three battalions wiped out in a heartbeat. Nesh lies undefended. We didn't even need to cross the channel. We did it. We've won. And they don't even know it yet. We actually won. We won. We won.
He's a jolly good fellow.
Thank you. Stevens, couldn't have done it without you. Give me 1 second first. Fantastic. Hawthorne, we need to put the word out there fast. Get the nation's morale back up, stifle all of the anti-sacrificial grumbling, show the world we've won. I want to see little flags in the streets. I want to see floats with the wind god's faces on them. The Battle of Malretour. Peninsulan agents triumph against three battalions deep in the heart of the Lingastrates. Our people are marching on Nesh as we speak. We pulled together as a nation and we beat the bastards in the face of overwhelming odds. Well, nothing specifically about Val just yet, because we're almost certainly going to need to kill her still. But you're absolutely correct. We need to be able to sell this to the populace. And we don't want to give the Wound Trees people any opportunity to start yelling about experimental gods run amok or anything like that. Shrewsgod, the Trawler Man. We're legalizing them anyway, aren't we? So maybe this was the reason why all along. We don't need to lie about it, not nothing explicit. Just put it out there that the CLS was soundly defeated by the strike force of ours at the Battle of Mal Retour. That we're now marching on the capital to seize the Conclave, and, by the way, as reward for the patriotism and unspecified heroics of the Parish of Tide and Flesh, they're now being recognised as a licensed faith of the Peninsula! Once Val is dealt with, we can iron out the details, but for now, that's going to have to be enough. We put the River God's people at the very front of the parade. We give the elders a couple of shiny medals, and everyone can fill in the blanks themselves. All right. See to it.
Hello.
I surrender. I surrender. Please, please don't do whatever you're about to do.
Chuck Harm, news from Nesh. I've been enjoying your broadcasts.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Can you work the camera?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Splendid. We're going into the heart of the city. And you're going to document everything. Follow me.
Yes, ma'am. Trust to the folks who are watching at home, a strange turn of events. A startling turn of events, and my duty, as I see it, is to find out as much as I can. I'm actually an experienced and an award-winning interviewer, ma'am. So should you wish to, ma'am? Ma'am? Are you all right? Are you hurt?
That's new. I think all of the excitement, it took the wind right out of me. I might have, overstretched myself back there.
You did kill a lot of people.
That's never happened before. This shouldn't be happening. I, as a new and powerful god, it should be well documented that I could accomplish great miracles such as these without experiencing any pain. I have passed beyond pain. That's the truth. And everyone knows it.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure that's all true.
not... was...
Charles. Ma'am.
Help me, Charles. Please. And lead me on. Into the city.
Okay. Take my arm. Careful now. Just step around the dummies.
They've been drinking a while. Maybe we'd be better off coming back again tomorrow?
No, Shrew's been nursing all night. That's the same standard of observational skill displayed by all the boys in bronze.
I made you the second I spotted you in Marcel's crossing.
Oh yeah, and how did that work out for you?
Pretty good, ultimately. All things considered.
Can I share something with you, Hayward? In confidence.
You trust me, don't you?
There's a god of death. A god of endings. And she's been trailing us all the way to Glottage. She wants to feed on me. She's made that clear enough. But she's patient. She wants it to happen at the proper time and the proper place. She's been leading me on to that place since Marcel's crossing, and she keeps getting closer every day. I'm not imagining it.
No. I believe you. A lot of officers in religious homicide used to say they were God-haunted, trailed by death wherever they went. If a suspect slit their own wrists, or there were bodies buried under a house, you'd know it, because there'd be something standing there on the roof looking down at you. There was the carrion crawl, the dancer in wreaths, the procession in pallor. And then, of course, they'd retire with a wristwatch and a bar crawl. And then 5 years later, they'd come back, hammering on the doors of the precinct, desperate and drunk, yelling that the god was after him. I was following him. I couldn't shake it off. I never saw anything like that, which I was grateful for. But those cops, I saw how they'd react when they were entering a room. Eyes twitching to the corner, shoulders tensed, ready to run. I've seen them in you, Carpenter.
I should welcome it. That's what tears me up. If anyone's lived through their fair share of shit, it's me. I should be ready to go.
Why tell me this now?
Because right now, Hayward, I can't see her anywhere. She's not standing over Shrew's shoulder. She's not lurking at the bar. There's no whisper in my head. There's no hand at my throat. My head's been clearer than it's been in months, and believe me, I've looked for her everywhere.
What does that mean?
Well, from one point of view, I suppose it means we're heading in the right direction. Fuck it. Let's take a leap of faith.
I was heading off.
You coming?
Staying for one more.
Shrew, I'm...
I'm sorry, old sport. If something happens to you, I won't be able to say anything. Just can't, you understand?
It's fine, Cross. Looking forward to seeing the necktie.
6,000 years of this. Millions of people. Thousands of gods. Countless possibilities. And yet here we are, you and I, stood at a crossroads in the beating heart of the world. With nowhere left to go.
Hi.
My friend and I back there, we've been going back and forth for hours on how best to approach you. We were wondering if you'd be interested in converting to a fresh new faith. We've heard you talking on the radio, and we think you'd make a great brand ambassador.
No thank you. I am under contract already. Special dispensation. I don't need a god. Thank you.
Give me just a minute, Adjudicator, and I think I can persuade you otherwise. Walk quickly.
Well, that seemed to go okay.
I think it did. We'll meet them downtown tomorrow at the floating market. They want to get out of Glottage as soon as possible, they said. Before the CLS comes marching south and the city gets blockaded. A matter of weeks, they reckon. I told them we could be out of here tomorrow. Someone having a wedding?
All over Glottage?
They're ringing out for a miracle. We've won the war. How the hell did we win the war?
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.